Okay, I'd like to call to order the, yes, stand up, briefing, no pledge allegiance, just roll call, please. This is the regular meeting of the Water Wastewater Committee. Can we get roll call, please? Perfect. This is the time when we would have public comments. It would be an opportunity for anybody that wanted to could speak about anything that's not on the agenda. Is there anybody on the phone, on the internet, on the anything? And there is nobody in the room, so we will close public comment.
I make a motion to approve Water Wastewater minutes from September.
Second and passed. And now we will hear from
Aaron.
Aaron.
For the filter project.
The filter project.
Never.
The ongoing
filter project.
Let's see, that was started in 1926.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Start of the first century. Let's see.
We're still not done with this?
It's so close. It's really the next filter update will be finalizing payout and warranty.
Oh, yeah.
Closing it out. Right now, it's very minor. In the packet, you'll see pictures that kind of go in order of the progress of the filter project.
Sure.
First picture there is just a picture of everyday life of the little treatment plant and the three old filters you see there. Each one of those filters would weigh 800 gallon per minute capacity.
This was so long ago that Dina owned that. That was three cars ago that she owned that. I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
No worries. The next photo, you see the new tank on top of all the old tanks up there on the top. And you can see how much bigger it is.
It's huge.
Yeah. The tank that's there now is, I want to say it's 24, I can't remember if it's 2200 or 2400 gallons per minute. So it's literally three times the size of one of those other tanks. And you just keep flipping to the picture to kind of see the progress of what that tank looks like sitting there. You can see that trench, or
the trench.
That line there, which was a trench. That's where the new potable water line is for backwashing that filter. The next picture, then you get a good side profile of what that tank looks like standing next to it compared to the smaller one to the left. Much bigger in size.
I like that last picture. It's a nice,
I know.
It's a nice overhead of the entire plant, all asphalted and everything.
Now, in that last picture, that's all the trees being removed.
Yeah.
So the asphalt now goes to the fence line.
I think that was a really good decision.
Walking there is almost like walking an entirely different plant.
So, how close is that asphalt to the fence? About,
I'd say maybe 6 inches.
Oh, is that?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So it increases the parking a little bit.
Yeah, they did the striping. It looks amazing. The striping is down the side again, like it used to be. And so we have new striping there. But then we also put parking spots right in the front where everybody was parking, where you see that car backed in. We put
right.
Three spots there.
Designated those.
Yep, and then we have the handicap spot
where
it was before.
Wow, I didn't realize how
bad really
the schoolyard is in.
Yeah.
That's not what we're supposed to be looking at. But
no.
Man.
Yeah. That's the downside of taking these roundabouts. Trying to stay away from.
So refresh. Ashley's really good about remembering stuff, but refresh my memory about this. This is virtually complete. Is it being used?
It's already up and running.
Yeah.
Okay.
It passed inspection. It passed call form. Back T test basically, nothing present. So it's in use, it's in function. There was some dialing in of the treatment facility because running the filter, the amount of water you have to run through it, it was giving the plant some issues. It was spiking the distribution side. We like to keep it between 56 to 60 psi, and with the amount of water you have to run through the backwash tank, or the amount of pumps to push the water, or for the treatment process, it was freaking out skated. It was spiking the system up to right around 80 psi. So they had to figure out which pumps can we feather them on and off better. And they got that part out then, but there's still some SCADA tuning, they gotta come back out and do it. And I think that's scheduled for the next couple of weeks for them to come out and do it.
Did we, we're still using this one plus the other three, is that correct? We didn't.
We are not using C.
C, it's not being used, okay.
We're not using the three?
We're not using, we're using A and B, which is the two you see on the right, and then we're using the water on the far left, which is filtered one.
So the one with the rust we're not using?
Correct.
Okay. And then what I was gonna, where I was going with this is, and refresh our memory as to the next step. My understanding is we're removing the three and putting another tank this size where the three are at some point.
In the future. But
what triggers that, or when does that occur?
Right now, it's gonna be based on the life cycle of these three filters. We just did B. So that one can run for a while. A is the next one to get rehabbed. Are we gonna rehab it, or are we gonna wait for a developer like Shaquini to come in?
Is C not usable? Is that why we're not using it, or is it just out of the cycle?
C was the worst of the three. It was performing the worst, and we're taking it offline. We didn't see the need of spending money on it. We think we can get by with the life of A and B and filter one.
So when A being the oldest and needing to rehab the soonest, when that happens, that's a decision time, because then we'll have two of them that aren't, that need work. So do we just abandon that, those three, and put in a new tank or not? That'll be the...
There's a couple of deciding factors, yes. The life expectancy of the filters and
the media.
The media will tell us, hey, it's you know, it's coming up. And or...
Do we have any anticipated timeline on that?
It's towards the end of its life, so I say a couple of years.
Okay, that helps a lot.
But it's still even, I mean, because now we're processing more water already, correct? Even
right, we can use filter one along to live A and B.
Along, and then again, to refresh our memory, at some point in a couple of years, when we add that other filter, it will still be processing more water than those three filters combined, correct?
The same, well, okay, so the three,
it's processing
A, B, and C.
It faster.
Right, it would be the equivalent of basically A, B, and C there. It's basically, it's going to be like filter one, the brand new filter, but it's going to be sitting opposite direction.
Like a T?
Yeah,
or no.
Opposed to those three.
Okay.
So total, you would have roughly about 4,800.
And what are the smaller ones right now?
800.
Yeah, so
each.
I mean, you're going to be processing more,
right?
Almost 1,800 more.
And that allows for us to be able to take the filter down, rehab it. You know, the media, they say life expectancy of the media is roughly around 10 to 15 years, depending on the quality of your water. We got pretty much more.
Yeah, 10 years.
10 years.
So, a little over $1 million in 2 years is what we have to make a decision on, something like that.
Yeah, I think this one bid was 1.1.
Yeah. Okay.
But the goal is to have.
So we do have to make a decision. You know, we're working with the engineers because we are doing a rate study soon.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure we include that in it if we're going to be paid for.
Okay.
I think that we as a committee would feel better about it, making sure that the new tank's included in the rate study.
I agree with
yes.
that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Probably
just
is,
some perspective, the new tank right there is almost fully automated. You can run it on skating, you can backwash and skate it. You push buttons and it closes the valves. Filters A and B, the older style filters, you have to manually operate these skate valves, which take many turns, and each filter has six valves. Which is,
how many times a day or a week do you have to do that?
During the summertime, I would say they backwash twice a week, so about every 3 days, every 3 to 4 days.
It's all about volume of water being used.
Yeah, and in the summertime we use about 5 million gallons a day, and in the wintertime we're down about 1 million gallons a day.
Wow.
Wow, that's
because irrigation, huge. Mostly irrigation.
Irrigation.
And what's the time frame to work those valves?
Also, more people live
what's
up here.
What's the labor of that?
Well,
part-timers.
Yeah.
You have to physically be there. The manual labor of changing the valves probably, I mean, I've heard them clink it around, I'd say it probably takes about 20 minutes to properly.
For six valves.
Because you got to walk back over to skate it, you got to turn pumps on, you got to walk back out to the valves, turn them in proper sequence. If you don't, you can hear the water hammering taking place, you can hear valves slamming shut. So it's a...
So it's approximately 2 hours every week for one person over summertime, and maybe an hour once a week over.
But there's a there's all that backwash process that happens in between that.
Yeah.
You know, so once you're done waiting, the backwash is complete, and then you got.
So in theory, we're saving some labor too.
Yes.
Excuse me for being Mr. Obvious here, but I am sure that all of the processes that have changed with regards to the new filter are going to be included in our master files. It's no longer a binder, it's now online, but you know what I'm talking about? Is it the Stantec operating thing that we put together? All the processes are going to be, along with warranties, and all that's going to be updated into our service manual, or whatever you guys call it.
Yep.
Okay. Which one of the buses are working on currently? Okay. Anything else for us on that?
Not on that. I will give you another update, but I'll bring pictures to the next meeting in 1 month. The underwater. What do we call it? Marlin Marina underwater crossing. That has been completed.
Oh yeah.
It's back in service.
Yeah, wants a new truck.
There are still some cathodic protection to do on that. We're waiting for the contractor to come out and install their anodes with the cathodic protection. But that underwater crossing is back on and running in service. The contractor, WR4, did an amazing job putting the grass back there at the boat launch area. And then also working on the side property there between two homes. We had to excavate part of their yard. And today you came to tell you pretty much there. So.
That's awesome.
Alrighty. Are we replacing the truck? Next item is discussion and possible action from the committee with regards to the purchase of the new vehicle. Are we replacing the vehicle or are we adding to the fleet?
Replacing.
How many miles is this? This is a pure out of curiosity question. How many miles does the vehicle have that we're replacing?
The highest mileage vehicle is roughly around 90. The numbers in my head are backwards. Either 89,000 or 98,000.
That actually seems like a lot to me. I would, it's as small as our district is. What year was that? Is that one?
That is an 06 or 08.
Okay. So it's quite old.
Yes.
Ashley knows about this better than I do, but I'm sure there is a limited inventory with regards to vehicles out there that are going to fulfill our needs. Great report. Thank you for addressing that issue right off the bat with regards to getting competitive bids. Rob Brant lives here in town. I'm sure he's giving us probably as good a deal as we're going to get anywhere else. I feel confident that
this truck was. There was only one of this truck in his 200 mile radius he searched. This one actually came from Yuba and it was a dealer trade. And he traded a nicer vehicle for this one to get this one for him.
To get it for us?
Was it already built? Like,
the
service body on it?
Did not have a service body, so.
So we're adding that?
It has to go to self-seek to get the service body on it. It all happens through Ford.
I don't think that's a bad price.
Wait. Are we putting our old service body on this truck? No. Okay.
This is coming to the board tonight.
Sure.
Decisions.
So the first item was just informational. Right. This item, I think the board would go ahead and recommend that the committee recommend to the board that they go ahead with the purchase. Agree?
Yeah.
Okay.
Second.
I'm looking at future discussion items. We'll leave that to your guys' whim, and we will adjourn the meeting. Thank you.